I have a statement that I'd like to make to Your Honor and also to the victims. First thing, everything that I've heard here today from the victims, I've said to myself over and over these last 2 years, Christina, Patty, and Kathy, and Eddie, and Your Honor, I'm sorry for the harm that I've caused you by stealing from you. Since July 2008, I've done everything possibly to make sure that I never do anything like this ever again. I'll do my very best to pay you back what I owe you just as quickly as I can. I'm grateful to have the opportunity to hear how you feel and how you felt about what happened. I'm sorry for betraying your trust, and I sincerely regret and am deeply ashamed of what I did to you all, your family, your children, and to myself. I hope that in some way what I'm telling you here today is helpful in your healing. I also want to apologize to my family, friends, co-workers, the court, Your Honor, Mr. Che, the DA, and the community of Portland for the wrongdoing. I take full responsibility for my actions and I accept my consequences. I've been able to clearly comprehend the terrible destructiveness of my behavior and my choices. Your Honor, I humbly stand before you, my victims, and everyone here in the courtroom to make the statement that I am fully responsible for what happened, for my actions, and I'm fully responsible for my recovery. I'd like to thank the court, my friends, family, my attorney, his staff, for all that they've done and the time and energy with this. I'm sorry for what I've done and hurting you all. Thank you.
No, because knowing you didn't even touch on why you did these things, you didn't say a single word about why you committed these crimes. What's the answer to that question now?
I did this, the crimes, because I wasn't thinking. I was drinking, I was in fear.
Well, what was the fear part? How did that make you steal?
I don't know why that would cause me to steal. It, sense of security, or I'm not sure what the answer to that is. It's part of my recovery and the step work that I'm doing, the writing that I'm doing, the discussions in the groups that I'm doing at Serenity Lane is to try to have some sort of understanding of why that happened, but
why that happened, or why I did what
why I did that.
See, that's a perfect example of thinking that shows somewhat of a lack of responsibility. Why that happened instead of why I did what I did. You see the difference, ma'am?
Yes, sir. And I don't mean that to come across that way, but I understand what you're saying.
So, what you said?
Yes, sir. I'm in the process of working this out, and I want to do whatever it takes. I want to find out what's going on. I want to remain sober. I know that, you know, there is a correlation with my drinking and my thinking and the choices that I made. And I know that I don't know why it happened the way that it happened. I just know that it has demoralized me to, this is not who I am. When I think back a year and a half ago, I can't believe that I actually did that. It doesn't even seem real. I did do that, and I take responsibility for that. But, you know, I never want to allow myself to be in the position to do anything like this ever again, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes for that to happen.
Anything else,
ma'am?
Thank you.
Nothing further, Your Honor.
Can I just thank you for the bar, Judge? And I will be brief.